We're back with another edition of Chicago's Legal Latte. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Mitchell. And as you know from this podcast series, both video and audio versions we've done over the years, we get together with folks from Lavell Law to talk about any number of different topics that impact individuals and businesses and get some advice from the attorneys. And today, very excited because for the first time, we get to meet Esso Acuña, who is an associate at Lavell Law. And he's recently authored an article on some of the considerations for those of you entrepreneurs looking to start a medical spa in Illinois. Great advice, some direction there. So first of all, thank you so much. Really a pleasure to meet you. I'm glad to get the chance to talk to you today.
Yeah, likewise, Jim. I as you said, this is my first time on here, and it's good to meet you. I've seen the videos you've done with other members of the firm, so I'm happy to put my hat in.
Yeah, thank you. Your colleagues keep us very busy here, so always look forward to the conversation. So, as I mentioned, you've shared some advice in your recent article that can be found at lavellelaw.com about considerations for starting a medical spa in Illinois, and we're going to walk through that today. But first of all, I'm throwing that term out, medical spa. What do we mean when we use that term?
Yeah, so medical spas are best described by the services they provide. And I definitely would say for me, working with clients who have medical spas, I've learned a lot about the different services, right? Because they weren't on the top of my mind. I guess maybe as a male, it's not as readily available, that type of information. But yeah, so this would be described as laser treatments, Botox, acne treatments, microneedling, laser hair removal, and that's definitely not a fully inclusive list that I just named. It extends to a lot of cosmetic treatments for people.
Okay, it's interesting to me because there's sort of a dichotomy. There's medical and then spa. When you think of either of those, they don't always go together. But obviously, there's certain physical or medical treatments happening. So talk to me about the ownership requirements then. Here in Illinois, because I assume that because there's medical activity, there's ownership things we need to be aware of.
Yes, and unfortunately for our Illinois prospective entrepreneurs and current ones, Illinois is pretty strict when it comes to medical spa and ownership. For now in Illinois, I'm sure there's lobbyists trying to work on that, but for now in Illinois, only physicians or licensed physicians can own medical spas. And that license is pursuant to the Illinois Medical Practice Act. So if you're not a licensed physician, you can't have any ownership interest at all. It's a pretty hard line. And okay. There's definitely workaways around it that we'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, as you've alluded to, it's state by state. And unfortunately for Illinois, if you're not a licensed physician, you are not allowed to own the practice.
And not to put you down in Springfield, but I assume that the thinking there is that, as I mentioned earlier, these are medical treatments. Therefore, it's sort of governed as any other medical practice would be.
Yes. The mythology is that they want to ensure that despite it being a medical spa, that term medical means that you would have that type of physician care. Patient physician care, and that care is what they want to entail. That's going on in all of these medical spas. The same professionalism that you see in a hospital or a clinic is carried out in those medical spas, and they believe that by having this restriction on ownership, they enforce that important relationship to protect patients.
A couple of quick follow-ups here, just to be real clear. So I think I heard you say that no one can own an interest. So there can't be a minority interest. You can't have a family who's helping you fund the thing. It's purely licensed physicians.
Yes. And well, there is also Illinois also now allows advanced practice registered nurses.
Okay.
So essentially, besides those are the two. That's the only main caveat in terms of ownership. The firm, when it, I mean, the spa, when it's ran as a ran by an advanced practice registered nurse. You can have a you can run the business essentially the same as it would be with a physician, but there are a couple differences that are a little outside of probably our
Sure,
comfort zone.
sure. Right. So, what you've done in the article, and I know in working with clients, and I love this about Lavelle Law. Whenever we talk to your folks, you really get into the business. You help people understand all the things that go along with it, start to finish, and not just, let get you launched and not pay attention. So, this type of business, is there a particular business entity that would most likely apply to this in terms of corporate formation? What do you recommend for someone looking to start a spa?
Yeah, so we tend to obviously it's up to the client at the end of the day, and we just provide the information. But we like to prefer clients to start with LLCs versus any other type of any other type of business entity. LLCs afford you a type of flexibility that is a much easier to manage versus a corporation. And then we still have those LLC and corporations still have those personal liability protections
Okay.
that everybody is always incentivized to care about.
Sure.
We definitely suggest that LLC is the way to go when it comes to medical spots.
And for someone who comes to you, that is a step that Lavelle Law can then assist with as well. They can help set up that entity.
Yes, of course, we do business formations for all types of clients, and we have a number of attorneys who are very experienced in doing so for clients, and I've gotten the opportunity to do that as well. So as well within our well within the services that we provide.
Now, we talked about ownership, and you mentioned a pretty wide range of services offered at a medical spa, and not even stating that that was all inclusive. Do all the employees need to be physicians? You mentioned registered nurses. Are there certain technicians? I mean, what does the structure look like in
Yeah,
integration?
so the employees themselves will, be like a good example would be an esthetician will be working under a licensed physician that is supervising the treatments that are being carried out. And I do, and I should have mentioned that the alternative that someone that wants to start the medical spa but aren't licensed physicians, let's say they're a nail tech or an esthetician, is setting up an MSO agreement where you would have a medical director who in all facets owns the practice, and the professional that works under them, the employee in our current example, but someone who doesn't own the practice but can also but has come up with the business idea themselves, they can ha own the administrative management part of the medical spa. That's the main workaround in terms of dealing with the fact that the Illinois requires a licensed physician to own these spas. So we've had a number of clients who've gone this route, and we've talked to different medical directors that they bring in. There's associations that in a sense, lend out their licensed physicians to companies like this, and that arrangement has worked for people. It's definitely not the ideal arrangement, probably for someone who is the one with the business idea in the first place, but it can happen. It can work.
And we're going to dive in a couple of other key parts of this as we talk with S.O. Acuna today, an associate from Lavelle Law. And always remind folks, lavellelaw.com, it's a great place to go. We're going to find all of our past podcasts, video and audio versions, articles like the one written by Esso. You get to meet him a little bit, find out about his practice and background. So lavellelaw.com is the place to go when we run out of time here and can't get to everything we'd like to talk about. When you talked about creating an LLC, you talked about some of the protections against personal assets. What are the insurance requirements for a business of this? Do they kind of fall in line with other medical providers?
Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to say it. It falls in line with other medical providers, typically with a few add-ons. The insurance would be anywhere from 25 to 5,000 a year that you're paying. And we would suggest the 1 million per 1 million claim of liability. So that's I think that's a pretty standard approach. Obviously, it depends on how big the practice would be, and the location and the amount of patients you're expecting to be working with. So that number can be adjusted, but we give a pretty standard template to throw out there at the beginning.
And you mentioned something there that brought me back to the article you wrote, which I thought was really interesting in that article you also talked about, as you said, the size of the business and if you're starting from scratch, what to look for in a location, the treatment rooms and things you might need, as well as looking ahead to growth. So I thought it very interesting that you shared that. So talk about that a little bit for someone who might be thinking about one of these businesses.
I could even say from my own personal experience, I live downtown and walking around downtown, you see the incentive that based on what the target audience would be for these medical spas where you would like to place them. I often see them right next to gyms. I think that's an important it's an important concept to think about. Where would your clients not only where they are currently, where they go to during their workday, where potential clients would be walking by without looking for your services, they would just bump into it. And it being near multiple gyms in the city is, I think, makes a lot of sense. In the suburbs, it's a little different, of course, but being next to other business centers and business areas. Having a medical spa in depending on where you want to place it, it is important. And just thinking about where your target audience is going to be in all parts of the day.
Now, with the many years I've been working with Lavelle Law, there have always been regulations in Illinois regarding advertising for law firms. Only certain things that attorneys and law firms can do to advertise and promote themselves. I'm not familiar on the medical side. Can these spas, medical spas specifically, advertise and promote themselves the way other products would, or are there restrictions?
Yeah, there's restrictions that that they're laid out restrictions, but I think they fall in line with common sense in terms of you have to make sure that you have the licenses that are required before you advertise that you're providing these services. So you'll have to have your business license that the Illinois Department of Financial Professional Regulation approves of and confirms, and then you can't compare fees. I think that's the main medical spa restriction that stands out is that you can't compare fees between different medical spas.
All right. So before I let you go, because time always just kind of gets away from us here, you've provided a great deal of information and so, but tell me a little bit again about what you offer if someone, a medical spa in particular, but any business looking to start a new business. Give a call to Lavelle Law. What are you going to help them through? How do you handle a new business formation?
Yeah, so with Lavelle Law, I get the opportunity to be a general business attorney, and in that aspect, we get to handle any and all business transactions, especially pertaining to business formations. We help people understand which entity would make sense for them, or just going through the different entities and what they feel makes sense for what they're planning, and we've done so many projects with so many different clients that we all have a wealth of experience in helping our clients in any manner from the start of the company to hiring to marketing. And not only do we provide good services, we have great referrals in helping clients connect with other professionals to grow their business, buy a business or sell a business, and unfortunately close down.
Yeah,
But
that
we
does
try
happen
not to bring
too.
that one up as much. But I definitely feel it's a kind of a catch-all, but that gives an opportunity to help clients with all the experience that we
Kind of
can get.
get through the whole life cycle of the business, really, all the way through.
Exactly.
I first of all, great to meet you. I appreciate you taking time to be a part of the podcast today. I look forward to more conversations with you. So, but in between now and then, people want to get a hold of you. What's the best way to reach you?
All right, the best way to reach me, you can call me directly at 847-705-7129. And then my email is eakunne at lavellelaw.com. That's all lowercase. And I will try my best to reach you, re-respond as quickly as possible.
Excellent. So thanks so much for joining us today. Great conversation. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, thank you, Jim.